Chapter 2. Early Days. The life of David is naturally divided into epics, of which we may avail ourselves for the more ready arrangement of our material. These are his early years up to his escape from the court of Saul, his exile, the prosperous beginning of his reign, his sin and penitence, his flight before Absalom's rebellion, and the darkened end. We have but faint incidental traces of his life up to his anointing by Samuel, with which the narrative in the historical books opens. But perhaps the fact that the story begins with that consecration to office is of more value than the missing biography of his childhood could have been. It teaches us the point of view from which Scripture regards its greatest names, as nothing except insofar as they are God's instruments. Hence its carelessness, notwithstanding that so much of it is history, of all that merely illustrates the personal character of its heroes. Hence, too, the clearness with which, notwithstanding that indifference, the living men are set before us, the image cut with half a dozen strokes of the chisel. We do not know the age of David when Samuel appeared in the little village with the horn of sacred oil in his hand. The only approximation to it is furnished by the fact that he was 30 at the beginning of his reign. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. If we take into account that his exile must have lasted for a very considerable period, one portion of it, his second flight to the Philistines, was 16 months, 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 7, that the previous residence at the court of Saul must have been long enough to give time for his gradual rise to popularity, and thereafter for the gradual development of the king's insane hatred, that further back still, there was an indefinite period between the fight with Goliath and the first visit as a minstrel physician to the palace, which was spent at Bethlehem, and that that visit itself cannot have been very brief, since in its course he became very dear and familiar to Saul. It will not seem that all these events could be crowded into less than some 12 or 15 years, or that he could have been more than a lad of some 16 years of age when Samuel's hand smoothed the sacred oil on his clustering curls. How life had gone with him till then, we can easily gather from the narrative of Scripture. His father's household seems to have been one in which modest frugality ruled. There is no trace of Jesse having servants. His youngest child does menial work. The present which he sends to his king when David goes to court was simple, and such as a man in humble life would give: an ass load of bread, one skin of wine, and one kid — his flocks were small — a few sheep. It would appear as if prosperity had not smiled on the family since the days of Jesse's grandfather, Boaz, that mighty man of wealth. David's place in the household does not seem to have been a happy one. His father scarcely reckoned him amongst his sons, and answers Samuel's question, if the 7 burly husbandmen whom he had seen are all his children, with a trace of contempt as he remembers that there is another, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Of his mother we hear but once, and that incidentally, for a moment, long after. His brothers have no love for him, and do not appear to have shared either his heart or his fortunes. The boy evidently had the usual fate of souls like his, to grow up in uncongenial circumstances, little understood and less sympathized with by the commonplace people round them, and thrown back therefore all the more decisively upon themselves. The process sours and spoils some, but is the making of more.